Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how do you pursue your real passion in life. At the very beginning, you wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a teacher, an artist. Maybe you have studied very hard and are successful in your careers, but deep down, you've had a passion for something else. Perhaps you want to paint or write or do sculpture. Tonight, we talk with a young man who is pursuing his passion of creating comedy. He is a former plaintiff's class action attorney, a mass tort lawyer, who left the law to pursue a career in comedy. He has joined forces with five other attorneys who are like-minded and formed a comedy troupe called Comedians at Law. How does one do this? How does one go from being an accomplished attorney to being a comedian at night? To help us see and to understand how he and his fellow comedians took charge of their lives is my guest, Alex Barnett, who is an attorney. He is a former plaintiff's class action attorney and a mass tort attorney. And he decided to give up his career or do less of it and become a comedian. To help us understand is my guest, Alex Barnett. Welcome to WDIY, Alex Barnett.
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I was very interested when I was approached and I heard this title, Comedians at Law, and I just didn't know whether law was funny or where it was coming from. How did you arrive at this title for your troupe?
The members of the group who founded it, we were all comedians, professional comedians who've been performing for years independently and individually. And we decided to band together with an emphasis on performing for members of the legal community, whether at bar associations or so forth. And we knew we needed a name for the group, and we figured something better than just, you know, XYZ or the Acme Comedy Company was needed. So we figured it should be something legally based, and quickly we came upon Comedians at Law. I think some other suggestions were quickly dispatched with because they were too Latin or too erudite or something.
Well, it's a very catchy title because I look at it, I see comedians, I get that, but then I say Comedians at Law. I don't know, is it law that's funny or where is it that you're taking this comedy?
Well, having practiced law for a long time, I don't think there's anything too funny about it. But it was sort of a play on words, obviously, you know, versus it's Comedians at Law versus Attorney at Law. I think it does create sometimes some questions in people's mind because it can lead to expectations that the group is just performing a bunch of lawyer jokes or the entire material that we're going to the entire body of material we're going to perform is just all about working in law firms or being lawyers, and that's in fact not the case. I mean, we do some discussion of that or some mention of the fact that we were lawyers, but mostly it's really just sort of a marketing device to sort of give people a sense of who we are or who we were.
Now, let me ask you, you were a full-time attorney. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And you practiced law, and you went to law school, and you had a profession in the law.
Yes.
Yeah. When did you discover your passion for comedy?
I would say that I never really had a passion for law.
Ah.
Which I think is sort of an interest. You know, I think that's sort of a good starting point.
Very good.
And I did, in fact, really feel very passionate about wanting to write. I always, since I was, I think, in high school, even before, I wanted to write a novel. I think like a lot of people, I dreamed of writing the great American novel. And at some point, maybe about 8-9 years ago, I started to write a novel. And in the process of doing that, I guess I became a little more tapped into the creative side of my brain. And I thought, oh, this is really interesting, creating these characters and writing this dialogue. I wonder what it would be like to actually see this in real life. And it spurred me to take an acting class, which was interesting. And while I was doing that, I found out about a stand-up comedy class. And I thought, well, that's a really interesting thing, because what frustrated me about acting was somebody else is writing the material, and you have, as an actor, some input or no input as to what the words are. But as a comedian, you write your own words, and then you perform them. So it's great, because you get to write, and then you get instant feedback. So I took this class, and I performed on stage live in front of a big audience, and I was hooked. I thought it was great. It was better than a roller coaster.
It was that exciting for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was like drugs. And I wanted to do it again, and I started performing fairly regularly, but my legal career was such that I really couldn't commit to giving comedy my full attention. I was just too busy and traveling, and so after a while I had to stop comedy, and I was continuing to write, but then I got laid off, and so it was a perfect opportunity to pursue comedy full time.
But you had gone as far as you had become a partner in a law firm as well.
Yes, that's right.
And so how what does your comedy consist of? I mean, do you poke fun at the law? Do you use material from, everyday politics or goings-on or family? Where do you get your material from?
Well, my material is really about my life, my family. I'm married. I'm Jewish. My wife is black and was not born Jewish but converted to Judaism. We have a son. He's about two now. And I talk about being parents in a rough economic times and the challenges of being in an interracial family. And the bulk of my set is really about that.
Can you give us an example of what you mean?
Sure. Well, this happens all the time. So my wife is relatively dark, certainly compared to me, dark-skinned. And my son is rather light-skinned, actually. So people will frequently ask my wife if the baby is hers, because they assume she's the nanny. So that's come up quite a bit. In fact, it got so bad at one point, she got very frustrated. She said, what do I do? And I said, well, next time this happens, you tell him, yeah, I found him on a bus right in the middle. Or he was part of my government reparations package. They ran out of acres and mules. So that's happened. Or people ask us what race he is, our son. And so I just tell people now he's part of the master race because the Germans aren't using the title anymore. Things like that.
So that's how you use your own family and your own background material. Is this written down? Are these jokes written, or do you do improvisation? How does that work?
Well, I think every comic writes down their material at some level. I mean, everyone's got a slightly different process that works for them. For me, I'm very, scrupulous about writing every single thing down, word for word, exactly as I say it, because that's just the way my mind works and the way I like to be organized. And so I have everything written down in detail, but I have committed it all to memory. And, while I'm performing live, there will be times that things come up and I will improvise in the moment. And sometimes it's stuff that I will keep, and other times it just happens. It's a one-off thing, responding to something in the atmosphere of the room. But generally speaking, I write stuff beforehand, and that's the way my material is put together.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbro. And today we're talking with Alex Barnett, a former class action attorney and mass-tort lawyer who left law to pursue a career in comedy. And he's joined forces with five other attorneys who seem to have chosen the same path. And they formed a group called Comedians at Law. And we were just talking about you're using some material from your own family and how you choose to, you like to write down everything very specifically. Yes. Does that come? It sounds like the attorney background and the writing of comedy comes go hand in hand here.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not sure which came first, sort of chicken the egg, but I think yes, legal training and just the way my brain works, I'm very organized, and so perhaps more so than most comedians because I have all my material typed out and it's in folders and it's in chronological order, which might be a little excessive, but that just I need to have things very organized and neat and tidy for me to be able to function. So the legal training helps putting that stuff together.
Well, how does that work with the other group, with members of the group? Are they all pretty much the same way? Do you perform together? Do you perform in an act together, or do you perform singly, each having your own shtick?
No. We're all very individual. I mean, just let me back up and say that we were all individual comics who were performing for years professionally on our own, and we still do that. And so the Comedians at Law group is really just a way for us to come together every so often and perform in particular circumstances. I mean, I have a full schedule of my own performing just by myself. But when we come together, it's because somebody has decided they want to see four or five former lawyers who now are comedians perform in that setting. But we all perform individually within that show. So we're doing. We did a full slate of shows in the spring where we went to law schools and we each went up one after another and performed our own individual sets.
What kind of material do you use? Do you use anything from the law itself to create, you know, some satire or?
Yeah, right. I'll be honest. When we perform for law schools or bar associations, I don't really do that much material related to the law. I mean, I will perhaps spend a couple. If I'm doing 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I might spend the first couple of minutes talking about the specific group or entity for whom we're performing. But other than that, I don't really do a lot of material about law or lawyering or my legal career because, frankly, if I wanted to talk about it so much, I wouldn't have left the law in the first place to become a comedian. I mean, I left because I didn't like that career, so I don't want to talk about it or think about it that much.
And were you beginning to become a little bit aware of that wasn't meeting your expectation?
Oh, well, it never was. I mean, I can remember very distinctly the second day of law school thinking this was a colossal mistake and I shouldn't be here and I never wanted to practice law, but I didn't really know what else to do. And I sort of felt like I'm a person who doesn't quit things, so I went through, and I think within the first year I knew I was never going to practice law, which turned out not to be true. But my goal was to get out and do something entirely different, which in fact I first did. I ran for local office when I graduated from law school, and then I moved to D.C. and I worked in a nonprofit for a while, but found my way back into private practice because money's nice, and it's nice to be able to pay your bills.
Yeah, it's nice to laugh, but it's nice to pay your bills.
That's right.
Well, we're going to talk more about Alex Barnett, a former plaintiff class action attorney who has now become a lawyer by day, but a comedian at night, and really working to become is working on full-time comedy when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY, Community Public Radio for the Lehigh Valley. If you appreciate and value the programming we provide, including NPR's in-depth news coverage, our local public affairs programs, and the diverse mix of music we broadcast each day, please consider becoming a member. Membership is our most important source of revenue. We can't do it without you. You can make a secure donation online at wdiy.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. This evening, we're talking with Alex Barnett, a former plaintiff's class action attorney who is now pursuing a full-time career in comedy. He has joined forces with a group called Comedians at Law. And Alex Barnett, tell us how you use humor in everyday life. Is that part of your life, Alex?
Well, I mean, I don't know that I'm walking around cracking wise to everybody I meet, like at Starbucks or something like that, but I think the reverse is true. In other words, real life and my specific life, my family life, my married life, being a dad, that informs my material. So, for example, I talk a lot about being married and how marriage, for those of you, the few people who don't know about marriage, it's not particularly romantic or sexual. That in fact it's all about sleeping well together and watching TV well together. Like the best relationship in the world is two security guards half asleep staring at the monitors. So I talk about that kind of thing, or how, and then in fact that sleeping well together isn't actually not that easy. Because like my wife will elbow me in the ribs in the morning and say, what's it like outside? And I have to tell her that, hey, I'm sleeping here in the bed next to you. I have no idea what it's like outside. Like, I'm not a thermometer. So things like that. And then, of course, I mentioned before, being an interracial family has its own set of challenges that we deal with quite a bit. I'm trying to think of I've had people. I did a set not long ago where I mentioned my concern about being the white dad of a black son, and a guy in the audience yelled out, "Give him a banana." Something else. And I didn't really respond at the time because for a lot of reasons I wanted to kind of keep the room under control, but it made me think later on that there were any number of ways to respond to that guy that I might have or should have or could have. I'm still working on that. If anyone has a good suggestion for a good comeback on that one, I'm looking for it.
Oh, I thought you had made. I thought you had one.
I think the easiest one would have been, maybe like a crotch grab and say, "Here's, I got your banana right here," type of thing. But I don't want to be too graphic. things like that. And I do talk a little bit about the law. You were asking about that, and the truth was, I was let go or laid off from a couple of firms. So I talk about my. My business card now is just like a picture of my mother weeping uncontrollably.
but you did become a partner in a law firm.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's very difficult to achieve. So you have been successful in the law.
Yeah. I mean, at some level, yes. I was in a smaller firm, so being a partner wasn't that hard. I mean, it wasn't like I was layers of people I had to jump over. But, Look, I consider myself a reasonably smart person, and I was diligent and worked hard. And, if you work enough years that hard, eventually you sort of rise to a certain level. It was a certain level of success, but not so much success that I was happy with it or satisfied.
But you've always had this passion for comedy underlying,
Certainly I think I had a passion for creative expression, and I'm not sure that I knew exactly what that was. I mean, I think my initial inclination was for writing, or my initial proclivity was for writing. And I still think that within the process of creating comedy, the part that I enjoy the most is actually writing the material, sitting at my computer and creating the content. I love performing live, don't get me wrong, but I think of the two, I actually like just the actual creation part more.
Yeah, so you sound a little bit like Mel Brooks, who liked to create, and he created for Sid Caesar. Have you thought of creating comedy for other people as well?
Yeah, I have, but I don't think I really could do it, because I think the material comes out in my own voice, and I like creating for myself. I don't think I would be ultimately very happy creating material for other people. I mean, look, if Jay Leno wants to hire me to write for The Tonight Show, or Jimmy Kimmel wants to hire me to write for his show, believe me, I'll take the job. But I think ultimately, like a lot of comedians, or I would say, I dare say, all, the material that's best for me comes out in my own voice and through my own processes. So I think it would be hard to write for somebody else.
Can you give us some examples of the things you might deal with your son as a parent?
Sure. Yeah,
many of us need a sense of humor sometimes, particularly when dealing with a two-year-old.
Yeah, well, for example, I think that, having a child certainly changes the family dynamic. And the other day it struck me that my wife and I are sort of involved in a geopolitical struggle. We're sort of Congress and we don't agree on anything except for one thing, which is that something has to be done about the Chinese. And my son is the Chinese because he's an emerging power. He's faster and more efficient, and he cheats when it's convenient. it's that kind of thing that happens, is that, the older he gets and the more independent he gets, the more it creates sort of funny and challenging situations that then find their way into our material.
Well, I think that was wonderful what you just mentioned. Can you give us an example of anything else? Because we're all, you know, all of us go through these the stages, you know, of being a couple and then having children and having to deal with the various stages of life. And it helps to have a sense of humor. And it helps to have other people recognize some of the difficulties that we're going with and to help us to laugh at it so we can gain some objectivity. So can you give us an example of other things that you've dealt with?
Well, sure. I mean, I think certainly having a child makes you a better person, certainly a stronger person. And perhaps less prone to suffer your own phobias. So, for example, you know, I'm sort of a germ phobe, but the other day my son dropped a quarter in the toilet and I had to go reach in with my bare hand and fish it out. I felt pretty good about myself that I was able to do it without freaking out and having to, like, douse myself in Purell. But it's not necessarily something I would have done had he not been there.
I see that. So it really helps to have, and it helps to have a sense of humor in dealing with everyday life situations, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. Well, certainly, yeah, having a child definitely increases your potential or your capacity for patience, and probably having a sense of humor helps do that.
Yeah, well, certainly, and a sense of humor helps balance you, because what can be very irritating, if you can laugh at it, becomes something you can see objectively and then have fun with it. And that's the whole purpose of being in a family, having fun and working together to achieve harmony and peace. Would you say that would be some of your goals?
Well, that's pretty lofty. I don't know if I have such lofty aspirations. I really just want to, you know, perform, spend time with my family, and make some money. Uh-huh. You know, that's about it. And have plenty. I want to have more time to sleep. If I could have, if I could have one thing, I want to have more sleep time.
Now, if you know, you have a website. Can you give us your website?
Sure. My own website is www.alexbarnettcomic.com, and Barnett's with two T's. And if you want to check out the Comedians at Law, which we hope they will do, that's www.comediansatlaw.com, and Comedians at Law is all one word.
And if we go to that website, what will we find there, Alex?
Well, if you go to my website, you'll see a big picture of me. And you'll find my schedule of upcoming performances, and you'll find my blog, which I post to daily, which has pictures of my family and me and my thoughts on being a middle-aged dad and being a middle-aged dad in a interracial family. And I think it's pretty funny. People seem to like it. And if you go to the Comedians of Law website, you'll find out more information about the group, the other members of the group, our schedule, and our blog, which has really our sort of pithy and hopefully humorous thoughts about the law and legal stories.
Can you give us a pithy story or about the law or that comes to mind?
Oh, God, not really. I mean, okay. So, you know, every day, it's funny that I don't really particularly care for the law, and neither do the other members of the Comedians of Law, which is why we're comedians in the first place. However, that said, there is a tremendous fascination in America with law. I mean, obviously, every TV show about law has become very popular. So we sort of go with that flow, and we do a lot of posting on our bar exam, on our blog about, for example, like the bar exam and how impossibly painful it is. Or I did a piece recently about Alex Rodriguez, and, you know, he was going to appeal his suspension from baseball. And I did a top 10 list of the defenses they're going to use, you know, for him, such as, like, the dog ate his homework and you know, things of that. And people can read this all. It's all online.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, give us a few more examples, though, so we'll be piqued to go to the website.
All right. Well, they can find out the defenses that A-Rod's legal team are going to use. They can find out how to make money while waiting for their bar exam results. They can read our interview with Anthony Weiner, which is, disclaimer here, spoiler alert, it's not an actual interview with Anthony Weiner. It's, you know, an imagined one. They can find out about the Pink Panther diamond theft in France, in the French Riviera. And it's all with comic spin. So I think they should, they'll be happy with what they find there.
And is this some of the material that you also bring to your live performances?
Oh goodness, no. No. This is to give people a flavor of our of how depraved our brains are when we're thinking about the law. Our live material is typically different than that. So we encourage you to come to live shows because you'll get something different than you'll see online. And the stuff I do on my own website, on my blog, relates to the material I perform live, but it's not the same. So again, you know, read the blog to find out who I am and get, you know, get interested, and then come to the live show to get the, you know, get the real goods.
So really what you're saying is it takes a lot of work, is what I'm hearing, to become a comedian at law, and a lot of effort, but it's your passion. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's ironic because people think lawyers work hard, and they do. I mean, I know I did, but I think I probably work hard and more hours now as a comedian than I ever did as a lawyer. But the only bad part is I don't get paid as much.
But it sounds like it's worth the struggle. So I want to thank you, Alex Barnett, a member of the Comedians at Law, for helping us to see that it's possible to take charge of your life and pursue your passion. It may not be easy, but can be satisfying. And in the case of the Comedians at Law, it puts a smile on everyone's face. If you'd like to sample their comedy, you can go to their website, and particularly Alex Barnett's website at www.alexbarnettcomic.com. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.